local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Halfway to the weekend, it is Pensacola right now on a Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes here on Pensacola right now. Only on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon drive home. Hopefully infotaining you and getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626111. Starting, as we always do, with today's top three stories. The man who sold the gun to Hunter Biden on the stand in his federal gun trial in Delaware. Biden accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs back in 2018.
And so the question will come down to, again, the language of the form, which says, are you a habitual user of drugs? Not were you, have you been? That's the argument here that Hunter Biden's defense team is going to make, is that at the time he filled out the form and said he wasn't using drugs, in his own mind, he was trying to get clean.
That's NBC's Ken Delaney in there. The prosecution also called his ex-wife in an attempt to show Biden was using drugs when he bought his gun. The ex testified she checked Biden's vehicle because, quote, she did not want their children in a vehicle with drugs. After that, they called Biden's former girlfriend to talk about his drug use. Biden is pleading not guilty to the three charges. Israel starting a new push into central Gaza. Forces began ramping up activity at a refugee camp in the city of Deir el-Balah after new intelligence suggested there's Hamas activity there. The IDF says it's conducted airstrikes on what it said were military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapon storage facilities. And the White House and Democrats sharply pushing back against a Wall Street Journal story questioning President Biden's mental fitness.
The story includes accounts that the 81-year-old Biden displays an unevenness in meetings and is sometimes hard to hear when he speaks. White House officials criticized the story for being based largely on accounts from anonymous Republicans. The paper interviewed more than 45 people, and while most of those who voiced concern were Republicans, some Democrats also said it was noticeable. Biden allies took issue with the fact the only lawmaker to strongly criticize the president on the record was former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who said the president is not the same person he was when he was vice president. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Appreciate that. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. We're counting down the days until closing on the house. That's happening Friday.
Wow, all
right. Got the final walkthrough tomorrow. So, yes, home ownership is in the near future, my friend, and it's exciting. You can help me move, by the way. I haven't formally asked you. I figured I'd do it with everybody listening so we could get your response on the record here.
I have helped people move like 4 or 5 times already in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about making it a 5th or 6th, but we could talk about that later.
Well, if it helps my cause at all, we have planned this move to not fall on one day. So we're closing this week, but we're staying in our apartment until towards the end of the week. So each day, you know, before I go into work and then after my wife's done with hers, is that we will take stuff over to the house in our SUVs. So we'll load up, we'll take, you know, now this Saturday is going to be, you know, probably 2 or 3 trips, you know, so going back and forth, it'll be a busy day. But then each day over the next week and a half, we'll be able to take stuff over. So with the goal of the actual, quote, big moving day would just be furniture. And so that's what we're hoping for there. But we'll see how that plans out.
Yes. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And speaking of crossing
bridges. That's a no, by the way. That's what that means.
Speaking of crossing bridges, we'll get our first check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Service. It's now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, not a ton going on early. Happy to report on that. It looks like there's just two issues that are giving us any severe backups. That's Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of those two spots, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now, Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs, upper 80s. Now, the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look at our local headlines today. Today, family members identifying the 17-year-old victim of a shooting in Escambia County earlier this week. Her father talked to Channel 3. Cayenne DeCray Thompson, she was reportedly shot in the head inside a home on Montclair Road Monday. No suspects announced, but of course, at last check, the sheriff's office was still searching for three teen boys who may have information and are wanted for questioning only. They are 16-year-old Glenn James III and 18-year-olds Michael Folater and Zane Cook. FPL officials say preparations for hurricane season go well beyond employee training and strengthening the grid. Relationship building is key, too.
A lot of the things that we do in preparation is, of course, we're securing agreements for getting assistance from out-of-state utilities. We have a mutual assistance agreements with other utilities, primarily throughout the Southeast, but across the nation, where we can get assistance for contracting companies to come in and assist us.
That is FPL Northwest Florida Vice President J.T. Young. He adds that one other item in their toolbox would be that under the FPL umbrella, meaning that in the event of a major outage here locally, there's a much larger contingency of FPL employees from other parts of the state that can be called in to help get folks back on the grid as well. In Gulf Breeze, if you're headed to the park, keep the cigarettes unlit. Here's our Steve Taylor with more on that.
The Gulf Breeze City Council approved an ordinance banning smoking and vaping in city parks this week. City Manager Sam Abel says it brings the city in line with other communities in our area.
This is a position that all of the panhandle, I think, is taking as it relates to just making sure our air is healthy and clean to breathe. So I will give props to Pensacola and Milton and our surrounding cities who really were very quick to adopt this after the state of Florida lifted the preemption.
The exception to the new law is unfiltered cigars, which are exempted by the state. The smoking ban officially went into effect as of yesterday. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. Also, in Century, the town council is voting to expand the contract they have with a company in South Florida that runs many of the town's operations. They approved an increase to $8,000 monthly for town manager services and $3,000 per month for grant writing services. That is a local government consulting group out of West Palm Beach. They also approved a $40 per hour cost for coordinator on ongoing project services. This agreement started after Mayor Luis Gomez was appointed to the job. He proposed contracting out services because of his inexperience. Also here, 418, still no word on the replacement for who will be in the District 4 Escambia County Commission seat that's been vacant now for nearly 6 months. Governor DeSantis, of course, made the decision to appoint former Commissioner Robert Bender as the new Supervisor of Elections for Escambia County. There have been several interested parties submitting applications to be appointed, and then also multiple candidates are running for the seat in November's election. But so far, since really the start of the year, District 4, which includes much of the city of Pensacola as well as Pensacola Beach, does not have a representative on the commission board. 419, we'll take a break there, a look at our state and national headlines next on Pensacola Right Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the third hangar having ground broken yesterday for ST Engineering here at Pensacola International Airport. Also talked about things like the overall cost per job of the public commitment to this, $210 million project overall. Also discussed the changes in the flag system for Pensacola Beach, what that means, and also other things that you might not know are under county ordinance in terms of what you can and cannot do at the beach. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos! Go Argos! I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. Since 1969, UWF has offered graduate programs to provide expanded education and training for professionals in Northwest Florida. Join members of the UWF Graduate School on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss graduate programs at UWF and the resources provided to prospective students. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Getting another quick check of the roads here. Not seeing a ton going on that's really standing out. It's a bit just more of what we usually see. Maybe some on North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Olive Road. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And then in our last update, we touched on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, approaching Highway 87. And Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now, Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs, upper 80s. Now, the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:24 here at News Radio Pensacola, taking a look at our state headlines. Just saw this coming in from the governor's office right now, the signing today of House Bill 385. That is safe exchange of minor children. Certainly here locally, known as the Cassie Carley bill, the one that provides requirements and a safe spot in order to perform custody exchanges. This, of course, goes back to Cassie Carley's disappearance and ultimately death after an exchange of custody was done with her daughter there. So the governor putting pen to paper on that just today. Also in our state headlines, the governor is expected to sign off on a new spending plan. The governor told reporters that he will bring the budget in for a landing soon. Lawmakers passed a more than $110 billion proposal in March, which offers tax breaks and debt relief. Of course, he does have the option of vetoing items from the spending plan. He says some lawmakers won't be happy with everything he decides, but believes people will be pleased with the final results.
And Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody issuing a consumer alert warning, Floridians, about odometer fraud. The practice involves car sellers altering the mileage on a vehicle's dash. A new Carfax report shows more than 2 million vehicles on the road have rolled back odometers, a 14% increase over the past 2 years. Moody says consumers should request a vehicle history report and have a trusted mechanic inspect the vehicle before they buy it.
Also, NASA, Boeing, and United Launch Alliance celebrating the inaugural launch of the first crewed Starliner from Florida.
3, 2, 1. RD-180 engine start and liftoff. Liftoff of the Atlas V rocket carrying NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. The Starliner is now skyward.
And following two scrubbed attempts, the Starliner capsule with astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams aboard blasted off this morning and en route to the International Space Station, where they'll spend more than a week there.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expected to approve a $17 billion investment deal with Disney World. The New York Sun says the deal could include new additions to the theme park, as well as commitments from Disney to help develop housing for its employees, with Florida promising to maintain the necessary infrastructure for the park.
Reaction mixed following the decision by the FHSAA to allow high school athletes to profit off of name, image, and likeness.
The fabric of college athletics is completely changed. I hope this doesn't do that to the fabric of high school athletics. It's the last place where amateur athletics can be amateur athletics, where a kid can be a kid.
The rules allow high school athletes to earn NIL money as long as they're not promoting things like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, or social activism, among other things. Parents would have to be involved in any deal for underage students as well. The State Board of Education has the final say, with a vote expected in July.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Social activism, that's kind of broad. That one's definitely going to be controversial as time goes on. I would put money on that. Here nationally, at least a dozen pro-Palestinian protesters, speaking of social activism, have been arrested after they barricaded themselves inside the office of Stanford University's president early Wednesday morning. The group Stanford for Palestine says students and alumni locked themselves inside President Richard Saller's office around 5:30 a.m. local time. The university says the building has since been cleared, but there is extensive damage and a public safety officer was injured. Protesters said they would not leave until the university administration agrees to divest from Israel.
Senate Democrats putting their opposition on the spot with a vote on a bill that would prevent states from limiting access to contraception. Republicans say it's a political shell game.
Contraception's legal, to my knowledge. It's not in any jeopardy. And yet, Senator Schumer wants to schedule a show vote that suggests that somehow it is.
That's John Cornyn of Texas. He accused Democrats of fear-mongering to deflect attention away from the southern border and a surge of illegal immigration.
And New York City's first-in-the-state traffic congestion pricing is being shelved indefinitely. The vehicle toll was set to start on June 30th and was meant to reduce traffic and improve air quality in Manhattan. Governor Kathy Hochul is reportedly seeking to delay its implementation due to concerns about its impact on the city's economic recovery.
Yeah, that was like the outrageous like $30 per trip into lower Manhattan thing that we had talked about a few weeks ago. Gunmen in custody after opening fire on the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. The Lebanese army says the suspect is Syrian and was wounded during the attack. Lasted about 30 minutes. Early reports are the gunman acted alone. A security guard was also wounded, but the staff inside was safe.
And Ukraine striking inside of Russia with U.S. weapons for the first time since the Biden administration granted it permission last week. Lisa Taylor has more.
A Ukrainian parliament member confirmed that U.S. weapons hit Russian logistics and artillery locations. This week, Putin warned of fatal consequences if the U.S. ignores Moscow's warnings that Ukraine should not use weapons provided by Washington to attack Russia. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All righty, 4:30 on the dot. Should hear the outro music fading in right about now. We're going to take a quick break. Fox 1 Minute News coming up, followed by CBS Sports Minute. When we return, some sports headlines of our own, followed by health, business, science, and pop culture. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Graham. A day after President Biden signed an executive order limiting asylum seekers at the southern border to 2,500 daily, that measure is now in effect.
The U.S. has already eclipsed the surge threshold, so the asylum system is shut down right now. Anyone who comes in illegally will be deported unless they've got an appointment through the CBP1 app or if they're an unaccompanied minor.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. A temporary pier constructed by the Pentagon along the Gazan coast is being repaired amid an effort to resume delivery of humanitarian help to civilians impacted by the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas.
And that aid should flow hopefully almost immediately as soon as the pier is re-anchored into the beach of Gaza.
Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Five Below is out with quarterly results that were shy of analysts' expectations for both the top and bottom lines. The discount retailer also slashed its outlook for the full fiscal year, even as it reaffirmed previous plans to open about 230 new stores by the end of 2024. Shares of Five Below are tumbling 14% in after-hours trading. In the regular Wednesday session, technology issues led stocks higher. The S&P 500 up 62 points and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite up a sharp 330 or nearly 2%, both notched fresh closing highs. The Dow Industrials tacked on 96 points. Reports today say the nation's biggest alcohol distributor will soon be hit with an antitrust lawsuit. Citing sources familiar with the matter, CNBC and Politico say the Federal Trade Commission is preparing to file an antitrust suit against Florida-based Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits, apparently accusing them of secret kickbacks to large customers. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Udonis Haslem revealed he was almost included in a trade that would have brought Allen Iverson to Miami to team the answer up with Dwayne Wade. So it got me thinking, who were two players in the last 25 years that I would have loved to have seen team up together in the NBA? And my answer is Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett. The passion and intensity those two displayed individually would have been awesome to see together, and if Pau Gasol won 2 rings with Kobe, imagine how many the big ticket would have won. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
State Senator Doug Broxson, Florida House Representatives Michelle Salzman, Alex Andrade, Dr. Joel Rudman, and Pat Maney.
What do they all have in common?
They'll answer your questions live on WSRE's Legislative Review.
Simulcast on News Radio Pensacola.
Email your questions to info@WSRE.com or message WSRE on Facebook. Then watch WSRE or listen to News Radio Pensacola Monday, June 10th at 7 p.m. for Legislative Review. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. I hope I'm not jinxing anything when I say this. It has been a beautiful first hour. We only have just congestion in a handful of areas, and it's in the typical spots you'd expect. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87. We also had an accident report in that area that may be making things a bit worse. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at our forecast, here's Alan.
Calm and warm weather overnight, lows in the 70s, humid as well. High rain chance on Thursday, 70%. Look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up at about any time during the day. Might see a few rounds of showers, but we're not expecting any bad weather. The weekend weather looks great with some lower humidity, but hot highs will be in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:38 here. Austin. Yeah, you are Austin, right?
Last I checked.
All right. Very good. What's happening in sports today?
Well, let's see. All right. So we've got a few things going on in sports tonight. And then we've, of course, got several headlines. So the Women's College World Series Championship Final between Oklahoma and Texas gets underway tonight. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Best of three, right?
Yes, best of three. That's game one. And
all
then,
SEC matchup, too.
Oh,
it just
whoa.
Means more.
Yeah, that's insane.
Hey, look, the Big Ten fans got to do it with the college football playoff final with Michigan. Michigan and Washington,
right?
So it's only fair.
It is only fair. And then we've got some MLB action tonight. So some local news here. Braves decimated by Red Sox 9-0. That's not good. Rays at Marlins. That's going to get underway at 5:40. We'll give updates on that in Hour 3. And then we got Padres at Angels. That's going to be on FS1 tonight. So that's televised late game, 8:38 on the nose. So be on the lookout for that. And we also, I meant to touch on this some yesterday just because I wanted to.
All right.
We do have college baseball starting this Friday. We didn't touch on that yesterday, as I said. That's going to get underway on 11 a.m. on ESPN between UConn and Florida State. So we've got the whole slate. Also, Evansville, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, and Kansas State, Virginia. We'll touch more on that later this week.
And that with the super regionals, that is now down to how many? Is that the 32?
I think it's 16 now.
All right.
But I don't know. I could totally be wrong. I think it's
super regionals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Because it's 8 Friday, 8 teams, and then I think it's 8 more.
All right. Okay.
So whatever. We'll figure it out. A few headlines here. The NHL making history by offering an American Sign Language alternate broadcast for the Stanley Cup Final. NHL and ASL will be available to stream on ESPN+. The broadcast will feature deaf broadcasters providing real-time play-by-play coverage and color commentary for each game of the series. The NHL said this is the first time a professional sports league has provided a full immersive viewing experience that specifically meets the needs of the deaf community. That's going to be impressive to see.
Yeah, I do have some questions. I'm going to just check this out because I'm curious to know how it looks. I would imagine that it would be kind of like a screen inside the screen of where you have the announcers on the screen that are doing the hand motions. Not being a deaf person, so I am asking out of complete ignorance, though, wouldn't that kind of take away from what's actually happening on the ice because you're focused on what the sign language is? Or is it just like if you're deaf and you've been, you know, you're used to it, like you can just kind of just see the motions out of the corner of your eye? Because I know I'm going to be, if I'm turning it on, I mean, I can hear what's going on, obviously, but I would just be looking focused on the hand signals. But, you know,
that's a fair question.
But if a deaf person can just watch the action while kind of just out the corner of their eye, just be able to tell what's, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but that's my question. So I'm curious to see how it looks.
And not only that, but unless they're reporting on something that you can't see on the ice, I mean, it's like, as far as the game itself, you can just watch that.
Sure,
if you
but
know
you
rules.
Know, you may not like the, you may not have the specific player or something like that.
But. So I'm not sure. We'll have to
it's
see.
Interesting,
but,
though.
Yeah, but as you said, we're not deaf, so we don't know.
Yeah.
A couple of NFL headlines here. Cowboys legendary O lineman Zach Martin says that his professional career may not have much time left. He turns 34 later this year, and he's tied with DeMarcus Lawrence as the longest tenured player on Dallas's roster. Mm-hmm. 9-time Pro Bowler, 7-time first team All Pro, and he cited wear and tear as a factor that he's considered.
For sure.
Yeah. Also, not thrilled about this one. Steelers planning to reunite with cornerback Cam Sutton. That's according to ESPN. Back in March, he was issued a warrant for his arrest connected to alleged domestic battery, and he evaded law enforcement for weeks afterward. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin refused to go into detail with the media regarding any talks with Sutton. That is a red flag and a half to this Steelers fan, at least. And then we've got a 17-year-old making history at the French Open. Mira Andreeva upset world number 2 Aryna Sabalenka in the quarterfinals today. Andreeva is the youngest semifinalist in a major tournament since 1997. What were you doing at 17, Joe?
I was a kick butt NCAA football 14 player. I'll tell you that much.
Well, the I appreciate that. That's good. That's what matters. All right. Yeah. None of this French Open stuff.
Let's see. When I was 17, that would have been NCAA 06 or 07, actually. But the point still stands.
Yeah.
Yes. I would have been tearing it up on the PS2 back then. health, business, and science notes today. Older Americans are increasingly concerned about the future of Medicare. A West Health Gallup survey on aging in America says that nearly 3 in 4 Americans between 50 and 64 are extremely worried or worried about Medicare not being available when they become eligible for it.
And the NFL headed to court over its Sunday ticket package. In 2015, subscribers to the package filed a class action lawsuit claiming the league used its agreements with broadcast partners to keep tight control over telecast distribution. They argue they allowed DirecTV to artificially inflate prices for Sunday Ticket as the only distributor for out-of-market games. The trial got underway Wednesday in Los Angeles with jury selection and is expected to last several weeks. The lawsuit is asking to award home and commercial subscribers $7 billion in damages.
Yes, and as a frequent annual subscriber for Sunday Ticket, I hope to get a little sliver of that pie if they're successful.
Yeah, I understand.
Also, the legacy sportswear brand Champion has a new owner. Hanes, which has been under pressure from investors to cut costs, is selling Champion to Authentic Brands Group in a potential $1.5 billion deal. Authentic owns brands including Forever 21 and Reebok.
Very nice. Just about 4:45 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. As I said earlier, not a ton going on. We do have some congestion on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And we still have a lot on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach and a bit more as you approach Highway 87. We also had a traffic report in that area. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for overly long.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now, Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs, upper 80s. Now, the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Also on Wall Street today, higher stocks today. The S&P 500 closing at an all-time high. It's investors hopeful the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates this year after weak labor market numbers were released in the morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 96 to 38,807. The S&P 500 up 62 to 53,54. And the NASDAQ gained 330 points to 17,187.
And pop culture notes here. A spinoff to CBS TV's police family drama Blue Bloods might be in the works. The network company CEO said that a new franchise is coming. Blue Bloods, which is ending this December after 14 seasons, features a family of NYPD cops. And the show's cast includes Tom Selleck, Bridget Moynihan, and Donnie Wahlberg.
Never seen it, but I know a lot of people do like that. I mean, anything that goes for 14 seasons, I mean, you know, a lot of people are tuning in. Deadpool and Wolverine, officially the first Marvel film to receive an R rating. The Motion Picture Association gave the third film in the Deadpool franchise the rating for strong, bloody violence and language throughout, gore and sexual references. The previous two Deadpool movies were made by Fox before Disney acquired the studio. And Deadpool and Wolverine set the record for first-day sales for an R-rated film when tickets went on sale last month.
Can't say I'm too surprised about that rating there, because I've seen enough of the Deadpools to know. And an actress from the MCU announcing her retirement. Evangeline Lilly went on Instagram this week and said she was done with acting, at least for now. She appeared in the Hobbit films and on TV in the series Lost, though her most famous role is probably as Hope Van Dyne in the Ant-Man movies. Is that Dyne?
Yeah, I think so.
I know that name, and I watched Lost. I'm going to have to look her up.
Yeah. She's the girl, whoever's the main guy from Lost, like the young guy. His girl in that, right?
Yeah. What's her name again in the show? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Kate
Austin.
I would actually know her more from Lost. Not that I watched a lot, but I just remember how big a deal the show was when it first started, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I'm so confused, but yeah, I would recognize her more from that than I would the Ant-Man and the Wasp, even though I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp, but that would be my first connection to her. Somebody in Illinois a lot richer, the Mega Millions jackpot was hit last night, estimated $560 million, and it's the ninth largest in the game's over two-decade history, so congrats to that individual in Illinois.
Yes.
4:48, we'll take a break there, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
.452 here in News Radio Pensacola, listening to Joe and Austin on Pensacola Right Now. Thanks so much for tuning in and winding down on hour number one. We'll send it off to Channel 3 News at 5 for their A block and wrapping up here with some good news, some wacky stories, and our top three stories as well. Wall Street Journal report coming out questioning President Biden's mental fitness. Democrats and the White House pushing back against that. I really don't know why they're fighting so hard against that. I mean, it's
what people have been saying already.
I just, excuse me. I mean, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, I mean, you have to see it now to varying degrees, because there's people say, oh, he's got full onset dementia.
Yeah.
I don't know that's necessarily the case. It may be, I don't know, but come on, he's clearly not the same. He's not as sharp as he was when he was vice president, and you know, whatever. But
it's called aging. Some people do it better than others.
Yeah, that was a big deal today in the Wall Street Journal. Israel pushing into central Gaza now, a new city after intelligence suggested Hamas activity there. Airstrikes on military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapon storage facilities. And continuing on in the trial of Hunter Biden, the man who sold the gun to Hunter on the stand today, as well as his ex-wife and former girlfriend, detailing their experiences with Hunter as it relates to his drug use there. That's a recap of today's top three stories here. Final check of the weather here this hour. Let's get Alan Strum on it.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs upper 80s. Now the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
As for the roads, it's been pretty easy going this first hour, for the most part. We still have some minor backups traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, and maybe a little bit on Nine Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and some on Caroline Street as well if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. The only major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway. That's typically pretty severe, but we've had an accident report in that area. So if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach and a bit further west as you're approaching Highway 87, you're going to experience a lot of backups over there. Outside of that, not a lot.
The internet is going crazy over a single mom from Southern California who is catching heat for a video she posted explaining why she doesn't return her shopping carts.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car.
That's Leslie Dobson, a psychologist. Now, she would go on to offer her reasoning why.
Last year, 265 children were abducted in parking lots in America. Half of those were sexually assaulted. As a single mom returning your shopping cart, you are prime for a predator to watch and grab you.
So, with that, some suggesting that locking the kids in the car or taking them with her to return the cart. Others calling her entitled and a Karen. Austin, you being the definitive expert on single moms returning carts in parking lots, where do you return the verdict here?
I love how I always find out my new versions of merit that I have. I saw this video. I saw the comments. A lot of people laying into her. And someone did say, yeah, you can take your kids with you and teach them a good example by, you know, returning the cart and all that. It's just an over-dramatization. I see what she's saying, sure, and she's bringing up stats, but it's like, come on. I mean, especially if you park near where the cart thing is, you can't walk a few feet. I mean, I do it.
Yeah.
I did it when I was younger.
But see, it is different. It's different for me because as a guy, we have a code that we don't, if we can all help it, we do not take the shopping cart out of the store. We will take all 16 bags and carry them in one hand with our child in the other hand before we will be caught dead taking a shopping cart out of the store to return it back to the shopping cart aisle.
When it comes to whether it's risks with dropping your kid or risks with pulling a muscle in your arm, would argue that's more dangerous than what this woman's complaining about.
But, I've thought about that, too, a couple of times where, I have Miha with me and I usually just put her in the car, but I usually try to park close enough to where, hey, it's not, I can keep my eye on things. But I understand what she's saying, but maybe approach it a little differently. I don't know.
Well, Pat Sajak is retiring, and his last time hosting Wheel of Fortune is Friday night.
Yeah.
So how about we play some fun clips of him? Here's a contestant who broke away from the standard talk about family.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan. And I have one rotten grandson.
Yeah.
Yay! No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody.
The guy probably had to have told them, hey,
We're gonna have fun
with this.
Yeah,
I think he. Deeply
I sure
loves
hope
his
he did.
Family. I think he deeply loves his family. He has a wife that is totally cool with that. If I was going on Wheel of Fortune and I said, hey, love, sweetheart, this is what I'm gonna say about you and our daughter, she'd be like, no, you're not gonna do that.
Because it turns heads, and some people may not take it as a joke.
That's right. A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever thanks to satellite Starlink service. So the question, of course, are the people in the tribe spending hours every night researching philosophy and medicine? No, of course they're not. They're Internet obsessed zombies just like we are and our kids are. Tribe leaders say they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done. One elder saying, quote, in the village, if you don't hunt, fish, and plant, you don't eat. For starters, they're restricting internet access to 2 hours in the morning, 5 at night, and all day Sunday. The tribe says they already have been dealing with group chats full of gossip, addictive social networks, abusive online strangers, hours and hours of sports streaming, and the youngins watching things that they shouldn't. The internet does allow the tribe to chat with loved ones living far away, accessing educational opportunities, and it has saved lives in emergency situations. One leader says, I think the internet will bring us much more benefit than harm, at least for now. So, well, welcome to the 21st century.
We're all the same, Joe.